Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A judge has ordered Alaska corrections officials to provide Muslim inmates with nutritionally sufficient pork-free meals when they break their Ramadan fast at night. In an order today, U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland says fasting Muslim inmates must be given daily meals containing at least 2,600 calories. Two men held in an Anchorage jail have sued, saying the bagged meals they receive each evening range from about 500 to 1,100 calories. A Canadian company that was courted as a partner in a proposed copper and gold mine near one of the world's largest salmon fisheries has backed away from the project. Mine developer Northern Dynasty Minerals says it could not finalize an agreement with First Quantum Minerals, the potential investor. It was not immediately clear what the development means for the project. Neither company offered immediate comment today. The proposed mine is near Alaska's Bristol Bay. Here in Juneau, to commit what appears to be a petty theft, someone severely damaged a van that a nonprofit organization uses to ferry kids around for its programs. Discovery Southeast Executive Director Sean Isley says he found a hose and a hand drill under the van yesterday morning.
We discovered that someone had actually drilled the fuel tank to empty the gas out and get it that way. So that means not only an immobile van for the time being, but several thousand dollars repairs to get a brand new fuel tank in it, only a week and a half before summer camp.
The van is parked on the street near their office at 4th and Harris in downtown Juneau. It even had a locking gas cap. Juneau Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says gas thefts are an ongoing issue around Juneau.
Yeah, we actually get a lot of vehicle fuel thefts around Juneau that are reported, and we catch some people from time to time. It's a variety of people.
However, Campbell says a more typical telltale sign is a damaged fuel door, not a tank drilled out from underneath the vehicle. Campbell says the department has put a lot of policing effort into the neighborhood, including by increasing patrols. Construction starts next week to rebuild a Juneau playground more than a year after it burned down. The project should wrap up in September. The contractor, Carver Construction, will begin preparing the project playground site this week. The west end of the parking lot and shelter at Twin Lakes will close starting June 4th. The original play structure was built in 2007. It was destroyed in a fire in April of last year, and much of the construction costs are being covered by insurance money, but the city had to come up with a $100,000 deductible. However, more than $350,000 has been raised, according to committee chairman Mike Goldstein.
We could have just gone with the insurance funds that the city had and made no changes, but we went for some pretty hefty changes, I mean, from a safety and accessibility standpoint.
Plans for the new playground include two 30-foot zip lines, improved lighting and surfacing, and an artificial turf field. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news.